Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Tatiana Sirisano.
Hello.
And they are both back from Coachella 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I am not. I didn't go. but you guys went and you had a blast, right?
Great times.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Couple breakout acts. Obviously, Rosalía had one of the best sets I saw all weekend.
Incredible.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah,
everyone was
you're sort of a fan of her.
Just a little bit of a fan. Yeah. I don't know. Casual listener.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Ariana. I lost my mind.
Yeah, what happened when she brought the when 4/5 of NSYNC came out? were all the phones in the air? Were
all the phones
screaming?
Were in the air.
All the phones were in the air.
I mean, by that point, the news had broken
right.
that it was happening.
So it was not a surprise, really.
It happened pretty early on, though.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really expect.
I honestly think she was like, look, there are rumors going around. Let's confirm this on Twitter to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she went in to break up with your girlfriend, she, like, all the phones went up and everyone knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised how early it was. But yeah. She had, like, two other massive big collaborations that she did. So kind of.
Wait, who were the other ones? Oh, Nicki and Diddy.
Yeah.
Diddy right. and Maze,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's
yeah,
fun.
It
yeah.
was great.
Anyways, yeah.
At the end, she had those confetti cannons that so many artists often do.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
hers were actually like little ripped up pieces from her burn book. Like the
oh, that's cool. Did you save some?
Yes, it was amazing. So first one fell on my head and I picked it off and it said thank. It was like the part of thank you next.
Nice.
And I was like, you are welcome. And then another one fell on my head and it said sorry, S-R-Y. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
again, like now thank you. I just felt like all of them were speaking to me.
Right.
It was also like, you know, midnight.
Yeah.
Pacific time on the
right.
third
you were,
and final day.
Yeah, you were exhausted. You were starting to hallucinate.
We weren't
You're
all
in
there.
A desert, you know? Yeah. I'm sort of – well, actually, one of the things we'll just give us a little preview of what we're going to talk about in a second. I was not – the Ariana sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
I am comfortable with my decision not to go to Coachella this year.
But you've been.
I've been before.
Yeah.
I am – after this Beyoncé Homecoming album, so jealous of everyone who went last year. Like, I was
That's
already
all
jealous, and now
jealous.
I'm just like, oh my God, I should have. This is like one of the best.
Like, truly so cemented in time now because it already was.
Yeah.
But this just solidified it even more that, like, if you weren't there, you kind of screwed up.
I know. I can't stop listening to the live album. It's
I
so
know.
Good. Anyways, we'll talk about one of those songs later. But for now, we're going to start with a new Madonna and Maluma song, which came out the other day.
Yep.
This is from her upcoming album, Madam X, which she just announced. Maluma's actually on two of the songs. I forget what the other one is called, but it's a song. But the one that's out is Medellin, which is a city in Colombia. I think it's the city he was born in Colombia. I should have double-checked that.
If only we had Google or something.
Yeah, if only there was some easy way to find out. we'll have to Bing it later.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is... first Madonna single from her album Madam X. It's a reggaeton song, so it's like it's mid-tempo. It's very similar to stuff in this genre that is like making waves on the radio. It's but it's different for Madonna because usually when she comes out with a new album, the lead single is like pretty high energy. You know, she's obviously most closely associated with the dance pop sound. So definitely a lot of people on Twitter are kind of like, what? This is it? Like, why isn't this, where's the where's the spark? Where's the fire? Yeah. But at the same time, like, I mean, listen, I don't know if this is going to be
fire.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to be a hit or not, but like, you know, like you like dance pop for a long time now, like really hasn't made waves on the radio. Like Ariana really only became a huge radio presence when she kind of switched from the Into You lane into the kind of like mid-tempo type stuff, and which she is like dominating now. So I think it's smart, like just like looking at the trends wise, that Madonna is like this lead single is something that's not like Living for Love was the first single from her last one, which just like isn't the sound that like people are eating up, even though I adored that song. This like makes more sense for radio now. I really liked it. Like, listen, it's not incredible, but it's I think it's a grower. I think it's super enjoyable. I've listened to it many times because I'm a Madonna stan.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. The other thing I would say is that, you know, surprise, surprise, I'm going to defend Madonna. But, you know, some people have been like, oh, she's trend hopping. I think that's unfair. I mean, I think if you
look. Who doesn't?
I mean, well, yeah. One, like what artists aren't trend hopping on Latin remixes these days? But also, like, if you know her music, like she's incorporated like Latin influences for over 30 years. One of her guitarists on her kind of classic runs of albums was a Latino. Her daughter is Cuban American. Like, you know, this is in her realm. Like, she's it's not just like this became a thing and then suddenly she's like, oh, like she's been part of this world, or it's, you know, it's been in her sphere for decades. So, you know, leave Madonna alone, leave Britney alone, leave everyone alone. But what do you guys think of it?
My favorite part, like the intro and the outro, they're very ASMR friendly.
I wrote down that exact word.
And
yes.
Like, for me, I'm not into that. But
you
I know
don't like Life with Mac.
All of that stuff. Like, I can't listen to it. I find it so jarring. Mm-hmm. But to many people who enjoy it, I'm sure they will love this. I mean, the song is really fun. It feels a little bit disconnected throughout. To me, sorry for throwing a little bit of shade at your face.
No, you can do that.
But then also I love at the end where she's like, she says, slow it down, Poppy, which first of all, I roll. But also then the tempo speeds up, which I think is hilarious. But, you know, it's a fun song. I think people have been excited about the two of them collaborating for a while.
Yes.
So it's cool to finally hear what that sounds like.
I really, really liked it. I think maybe I liked it the most out of all three of us.
Wow.
And I do agree that it's a little bit disjointed. It's also very long.
It is.
It's like,
yeah.
it's a five-minute song.
Yeah.
Like, which is another interesting thing. Joe, your point about radio, like to put out a 5-minute song is a little bit risky. But I love it because I just listening to it, it feels like a dream. Like, it feels like you're in this dream world, and like the ASMR thing definitely feeds into that. Yeah, I feel like I really might like it the most out of us. I thought that Joe was gonna
that was just gonna come like foaming at the mouth, like screaming about Madonna. Her majesty.
Yeah.
No, that's a really good way of putting it, like the dreamlike quality, because it sort of does have that. And I think that's like when you kind of listen to the lyrics and what she's been saying about it, like there's a little, maybe that's a bit intentional, because she's been saying how she's recently spent a lot of time living in Barcelona, and how she kind of felt like, you know, there, like more than, you know, New York or LA or London or wherever, she's like finding her tribe, like her people she feels like really comfortable with.
Yeah.
So in that sense, like maybe she feels like she's like, you know, living this dream. And yeah, I mean, it has like kind of like, just like kind of intoxicating quality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, that mid-tempo works in its favor, because like, you know, you kind of, it slowly pulls you in, and then like you're in it without even sort of like realizing like how much it's hitting you.
Yeah. And I didn't actually realize how long the song was, I don't think, on the first listen, because it just kind of like brings you in.
Yeah. The 1-2 cha cha cha. Sorry, Lindsay.
It's okay.
I didn't know that she was saying cha 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 at first. I was like, what is she saying? And I Googled it and. Yeah. What do you know?
What do you know? Cha cha cha. Video out next week. So you're
that I'm actually more excited.
That I'm so excited for.
I'm really looking forward to that. I like. Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't know if I like the album art, but I like the visuals she's been posting on her Instagram.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited to see what this video looks like. She always has wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not toning it down, which I love.
No. She never will.
I hope not.
Slow it down, Poppy.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen to it. It's Madonna with Maluma, Medellin, and from her new album, Madam X.
I took a pill and had a dream.
Yo también.
I went back to my 17th year. Allowed myself to be naive.
Dime.
To be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
I took a sip and had a dream.
All right, that was Madonna and Maluma. Let's talk about who's was Mark Ronson featuring Licky Lee?
Ooh, that's mine.
All right, let's do that one.
All right. Yes, so Mark Ronson featuring Licky Lee. This song is called Late Night Feelings. It's the title track of Mark Ronson's upcoming album, which I actually didn't check to see if there's a date announced for that yet.
But
it's June. This year, this summer, in June.
In June. Great. End of June, I think.
I love this song so much. I had it on. Yeah. I was listening to new music, I think, last week. And you know how when you just have a playlist going, but then something really grabs you and you like have to go over to see what it is? That's exactly what happened. I even went downstairs and told Tati how much I liked it.
This is true.
Wait, downstairs?
Can verify. Our house had stairs.
Yeah.
Things are different there.
Yeah.
Homes have two floors.
But I thought, I thought they didn't have basements in the. So it was like a two-level.
Oh,
thing
like a first floor, and then we had bedrooms on the top floor.
Huh.
For anyone who's curious about our living situation.
I actually am. Because whenever, I've been in. So Coachella's in Indio. All the houses seem
ranches.
Like one level.
Yeah.
Like ranch
Ours
style.
Was one of the only ones that was two levels, though. Right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It seemed like everything was one level.
Anyways, whatever. Yeah.
Made it even better.
So anyways, you love the song so much.
Tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Love the song so much. It's just really stuck with me. I think it opens with steel drums.
Yes. I was going to say,
I'm
love
such
steel
a
drums.
Fan of.
There's
me
not
too.
Enough steel drums in music these days.
Bring
the
I agree.
Drums.
But I also respect how it's not done. It's not trying to be like Trap House in any way. It still feels really true to the type of production that Mark Ronson does. While just introducing this other element. From there, it sort of erupts into this slow disco-inspired jam that I think will sort of underline this entire album. Like on his song with Miley, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, that was a huge element there.
Yeah, that was so, another disco-y one.
I am not opposed if this is like a alt-pop disco album.
I'm all over that.
Same, yeah. And then just, as a whole, the album features Camila, this artist Yeba that I'm a fan of, King Princess, Alicia Keys, Angel Olsen. He has a pretty star-studded lineup of all women vocalists, which I mean, he's done mostly in the past, but to see it all lined up on a track list that way is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really love, the Miley one I enjoyed. I think Jason is obsessed with it, right?
Who's Jason?
I don't know.
I think he used to be on this podcast.
No, that doesn't seem right. Speaking of, had a doctor's appointment or something today.
Oh, sure.
Whatever that excuse is. Anyways, the Miley Mark one I thought was good, but it definitely didn't stick with me.
I love that song.
Oh, it stuck with me.
All right,
but it did.
I'm alone.
It did have to grow on me. I have to say, the first time I heard it, I was like, I don't know about this, and then now I love it.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm just wrong. But this one I absolutely love. I did not expect to like it this much.
Yeah.
Also, just because Licky Lee, I loved her first two albums. I forget the name of her last one, but I was definitely diminishing returns.
So Sad, So Sexy.
Yeah.
It
was not
there was
not
one
in love
song
with
that
it.
I loved, but overall I didn't.
Yeah,
go back
didn't
to the album.
Hit. So I was kind of surprised how she has a remarkable voice. She really emotes well. I said before, love the steel drum, love the disco influence. It just has a great It's some good chill vibes. I feel all the songs we're talking about in this podcast, with maybe one exception, are chill vibes.
Wow, I would love that compliment. Emotes well.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that about you.
No
offense.
I know,
offense.
But now I have something to strive for.
Yeah, exactly. Tati, what do you think about?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned So Sad, So Sexy, because I feel this song could almost be on that album. It fits in really well with Licky Lee's style.
Mm-hmm.
And that said, I'm really excited to see what Mark Ronson does with these other vocalists that Lindsay mentioned, because he he's so good at pairing a vocalist with mm-hmm. with these different sounds, like how Nothing Breaks Like a Heart was a little bit country tinged, but only yeah. slightly for Miley. And then this song was like more disco, which really, really fit with Leaky Lee. So I'm really excited to see, like, what is he going to do with Camilla? What is he going to do with King Princess? This song Angel for me Olsen, really like, right, strange, really yeah. built up the anticipation for this album that's coming out. So I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. All right, well, let's listen to it. It's Mark Ronson featuring Leaky Lee. The song is Late Night Feelings from the album of the same name by Mr. Ronson.
I lay in silence, but silence talks. It tells me heaven is no closer than it was. My heart keeps pulling in the wrong direction. I'm about to cross that line.
All right, that was Mark Ronson and Leaky Lee. Next up, let's talk Beyonce now. We already kind of teased it a little bit, but so Beyonce has a new album, a new movie, a new Netflix documentary that is about her 2018 Coachella, aka Beachella performance. It is a nearly 2-hour live album, which normally I would be, it's like 40 tracks, and normally you'd be like, my God, like, do we need that much? Like, the answer is actually yes. We like. I'm already on, like, my third listen, and it's only been out for, like, a little over 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's just so good. And, like, I mean, I've seen Beyonce live, and she's great, but, like, I would not have expected. I guess what's really my first takeaway is just that, like, Coachella and, like, festivals in general are, like, not known for great audio. Like, they're just
right.
loud experiences. Yeah, I mean, so, like, you know, usually you're acknowledging that, yeah, it's outdoor, there's tens of thousands of people around. Like, if you want the real audio experience, you go to their, like, main tour.
Yeah.
But, like, the audio on this is, like, so crisp and perfect. It, mm-hmm. You know, it's – I mean, I guess they had a year to work on it, so maybe that helped. But, like, it's just fantastic. The energy – she brings a marching band or several marching bands from HBCUs yeah. into her repertoire, which mm-hmm. kind of adds this, like, martial beat – you know, like, marching drum style and the horns to all of her songs, which is really interesting way to hear stuff, especially Party, one of my favorite undersung Beyonce gems, is a really interesting reinterpretation of it. But Tati, you picked one of the new songs on it.
Swerve, it was me.
Just
oh,
kidding,
yeah,
Lindsay.
Like,
oh, sorry, two Lindsays in a row.
I know.
So Before I Let Go, which is a cover of an 80s song by Maze.
Yes, Maze and Frankie Beverly.
Yes.
Just, you know, I did my research before. this song, I mean, her version of this is just incredible. And I think, you know, you were just saying, like, it seems on paper like a really long album. Not only is it what we needed, but she also is like, here's something new. Like, here's mm-hmm. something else. I'm giving you this live album. I'm giving you this concert documentary, but I'm going to do one more for you. And I think this is what everyone's so excited about, like, within everything else that Beyonce just dropped, mm-hmm. is that there's a new song from her. And again, I just think it's showing, like, she wants to release a surprise album. Great, do it. She wants to put out a surprise album with Jay-Z. Do it. Like, anything she wants to do, she can, knowing that it will perform really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just cool to see an artist take advantage of that in the best way possible.
Yeah.
And not, I mean, take advantage sounds like the wrong word even. Just make the most of that, really. Mm-hmm.
So she did perform this song at Coachella, right? But then this version
so.
Is just, okay.
I think this is a studio.
It's fully... that.
See, this is something I don't know. I almost feel like this may have been like a sound check or something. Because
it
still
in the beginning,
sounds,
it sounds
live and you hear the
yeah.
crowd.
Right. But I don't think she did play it. You know, we should have looked this up.
I know. If anyone
sound check
knows,
sounds
tweet
right.
us. Yeah. What I'm thinking is that, yeah, like before the live stream of her set started,
yeah.
This was something either before or after for the crowd.
Yeah. That could be it. I remember when I saw McCartney at Bonnaroo a while ago, he didn't do it during the main thing, but during his sound check, he made up a little song about Bonnaroo
He
like sang. It was adorable. It was like, Bonnaroo, what you gonna do?
Oh my God.
It was like, ugh.
Where's that live album?
Right? Maybe not. But yeah, no, it's really good. I mean, yeah, so it's from 1981, the original. It kind of has that old school funky electro vibe that R&B of that era had, but you know, just got sort of modern. She's got her hand claps
on it
and the beat.
I love her arrangement here. And the horn section is amazing.
Yeah.
And at the end where she's just like flexing on her own Coachella performance is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah, great. Then we all really dropped the ball not going to that one.
I
really
know.
Did.
Yeah.
We really screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's really nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
And good thing that, we got the live album.
Right. Yeah. Has anyone watched? I haven't had time to watch the Netflix thing.
I haven't had time either.
Yet.
I haven't either. This year they had the stadium steps that she had on her stage. They like put them in a gate somewhere on the Coachella ground so people could come and see them. But I couldn't find them, so I know.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Bianca and I were trying to find, I mean, trying in quotes. We barely tried. But, you know, if we wanted to see them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, okay, yeah. I'm
sorry. It's not that big. I
was
going
to say, it's not that big.
I know. We were wondering maybe it was in the campgrounds or something, because we would have seen it.
There was stuff in the campgrounds that I feel like we didn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to, we have a house, excuse me, we have a two-level house. I'm not going to camp. Anyways, all right, let's listen to it. It's Beyoncé, a cover of Before I Let Go from her album / documentary film, Homecoming. All right, that was Beyonce. So this is what threw me. I thought Beyonce was yours because
well,
I thought
me and Tati's
six, severely offended.
Like easily could have been from.
Well,
either
I
of
actually
us.
I was gonna pick one of Lindsay's picks, the Mark Ronson one, and then I was like, I feel like Lindsay's gonna pick this one, so I won't.
I was gonna pick 070.
I thought you were.
I thought you were gonna pick Tame Impala because
she centers in first.
I know it's shocking, honestly. Well, let's do 070 Shake
Snatched.
Though first. One of Tati's picks,
yeah.
New song Morrow,
and also a Coachella performer in
yeah.
addition
yes.
to Tame. So Lindsay and I caught her set at Coachella. If you might know her from the Kanye West song Ghost Town. She's a 21-year-old New Jersey singer. And this song she put out recently with a – there were two. I forget what the other one was called. But this one kind of stood out to me as it feels – it's called Morrow. It feels to me like one of her most fully formed and, like, polished songs that she's put out so far. There's something about her voice that is just so electric to me, and there's so much energy behind it. But her EP Glitter last year just felt a little bit disjointed to me, and like it kind of lost me along the way. But this song is just it really brings you in, and it's there's so much energy behind it, like I said. So yeah, and there's this really beautiful guitar part in the beginning, and then it breaks into this sort of brooding, like almost sounds like it belongs in like a James Bond movie type vibe. So it's a really cool song, and it just it,
from 070 to 007.
Ooh, I like that.
Sure.
But yeah, it just feels like she's kind of taken everything that she's learned from the past year, like being part of all these big projects, from Pusha T, from Kanye. And sort of having all this attention on her, and she's taken it and kind of brought it into this really polished song. So, yeah, what did you guys think about it?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sorry, I was distracted for a second. I like it. Yeah, and I'm kind of with you. Like, last year, she got, I feel like, a lot of buzz, and yeah. I was sort of like, I was definitely, it definitely wasn't, like, against or anything, but I was just like, I'm not, like, totally, it was like, I don't know if I totally get it yet.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah, I like this song a lot. I love the rumbling bass line. Your point about the energy is great, because it's kind of like the bass line. Like, it has this energy, but it's, like, it never really breaks through. It's kind of, like, suppressed and, like, bubbling under the whole time, which gives
it's
like kind
crackling.
Of
crackling.
Yeah, like a fun tension.
Yeah.
And she has a great voice. She has a really good voice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this definitely made me, like, okay, like, maybe I am on the 070 shake train.
Yeah, same.
As you should be.
Yeah.
I am such a fan. And, you know, I agree this is a little more polished, but I loved the grittiness of Glitter, and that is a little bit lost here. But it's a trade-off that I'm perfectly fine with. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you know, like, the grit comes from her a lot. So even if the production is a little more crisp, I think you're still getting the sound that she's established for herself. I also love how she's, like, so openly questioning just life on this track.
Yeah.
But then somewhere along the way, it flips to where she's, like, comforting someone else who's doing the same.
Yeah.
So I think it's a smart narrative in that, like, it's all encompassing. Like, what she's feeling is also what a lot of other people are feeling, and playing the role of, like, being down, but also then lifting other people up, I think is really cool.
Yeah, it kind of adds another layer to it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately the problem with last year, 070, is that it was called Glitter, and I just think anything called Glitter is just never going to work.
Like, it's doomed.
That's just a rule.
Yeah. Well, I almost feel like it, more of what happened is that she became so big so fast, specifically for featuring on the Kanye album, that a lot of people were like, wait, she has her own project. So I think now that she's ready to release new music again, like, with the spotlight on her outside of the context of all of the good music releases, I think will be beneficial.
Yeah, and it was cool to see, too, when Lindsay and I were at her set, like, there weren't that many people there at the beginning, and we were kind of surprised. And then she started off with Ghost Town, and you just saw people walking by that were just like, oh, my God, we got to go to this, and, like, ran to her set. And then they stayed when she played the rest of her music.
It was really smart to open
it. It was kind of cool to see how she could have that kind of power to, like, really lure people in that weren't even intending to go to her set in the first place. So that was cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. And yeah, and Kanye's Ghost Town isn't even as good as Adam Lambert or Madonna's Ghost Town. So that's pretty impressive.
I should have seen that coming.
Yeah, you should have seen that one coming. I feel like we talk about Adam Lambert's Ghost Town probably once a month on this podcast. That is Jason's fault, definitely.
You should just make it a separate podcast.
The Ghost Town pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, all right, well, let's listen to it. 070 Shake, song is called Morrow, and she was just at Coachella.
Sky, she's paranoid, but still she don't know why. Yeah. But still she don't know why. Yeah. It's fire. I know it burns inside.
All right, next, for our penultimate choice, let's do one of my picks. It's BTS and Halsey. The song is, wait, did I write it down?
Boy with Love. Just one.
Just singular Boy with Love, L-U-V, from their new album, or EP, I guess, Map of the Soul Persona. So yeah, BTS, as everyone who's not under a rock knows, is this crazily ascendant K-pop boy band. You know, like, they've just gotten a lot further than any other K-pop act has before. In terms of, you know, impact and, well, I guess, you know, Psy naturally has done better on the Hot 100, but, like, you know, Psy had was kind of like a two-hit type thing, and then we haven't really heard from him. Like, they're really making an impact in terms of, like, American media, late-night television, magazines, Billboard included. We were the first one to put them on the cover.
Yeah,
I think we were also the first award show to have them attend.
Yeah.
So basically, we broke BTS.
Kind of.
You're welcome.
I'm totally kidding.
Performing this year.
And they are, yeah, they're performing with Halsey at the BBMAs this year. Anyways, but yeah, so, and as they've kind of, their profiles increased in the U.S., You know, they've definitely stayed true to K-pop, but this Halsey collaboration in particular definitely sounds like them experimenting with more Western sounds.
Yeah.
This song, it's great. It really reminds me of kind of electro pop from maybe like 7 years ago. It's sort of like Capital Cities-ish. Remember Capital Cities?
Safe and sound.
And wasn't Halsey's voice sounds very un-Halsey to me. It sounds very like Carly Rae Jepsen-esque. So there's definitely
little
like,
ad-libs. I forget what she says.
I forget what she
but
says.
But yeah, too. She sounds like a cartoon character. And
yes.
Those,
yeah.
I love it.
But she sounds like she's having like a blast. It's like very upbeat and fun, which like kind of what I was saying with Madonna earlier makes me think like this won't be like a radio hit despite having Halsey on it. And also, you know, like, you know, it's a foreign language. Like, for the most part, Halsey is singing in English, but they're singing in Korean. As much as Spanish language songs have started to make an impact on radio, like, I feel like that's in large part because people are, you know, for the most part, if you live in a city, you're going to hear Spanish daily. So it's not an unfamiliar mm-hmm. sound. But Korean still does sound pretty unfamiliar. And mm-hmm. I feel like if most people heard that on their radio, they're going to, like, the average person would be like, what is this? What's going on? So
the voice of an average person.
Yeah, that's how average people are like, what's happening? At least that's what I imagine. But
that's what I hear.
But that being said, I really like the song. It's really fun. Yeah. This is the kind of thing that I think will win over fans online, you know, in terms of like people who have kind of probably heard of BTS but aren't necessarily converts. But what do you guys think of it?
I really enjoyed it. My favorite part is just how, kind of what you both were saying, how seamlessly Halsey's vocals fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just matches their pitch and the tone of the song so perfectly, where I think it does the song, like, it's almost in honor of BTS and K-pop music, where she's not trying to change it too drastically. Right.
It really is BTS's song.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's not trying to make it a Halsey song or an Americanized song in any way. I feel like she just is the featured guest as they wanted her to be. And because of that, it works really well for them.
I will say, though, that I did think she got a little bit lost in the song. Like, her vocals just kind of blend in.
Yeah,
and I almost wanted them to stand out a little bit more. But also something I love about this song is, like, it just doesn't stop. Like, it doesn't really feel like there's any part that's not a chorus.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
like,
very
you never
true.
Get bored. It really feels like the entire song is the chorus, and there aren't even verses. It's just like, go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. And it's very breathless in that way. So it's just such a fun listen. I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's very true. Like, there's no, like, it doesn't, like, kind of take it down and then lead
right.
up to it.
There's no, like, bridge. Like.
Yeah. It's just, like, everything is, like, super
everything's
hooky,
happening at
high
once.
Energy, sugar rush.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's very sparkly.
Glittery, even. Ooh. Dare we say that word? All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's BTS featuring Halsey. The song is Boy With Love. All right, that was BTS and Halsey.
The song title really gets me.
Boy with L-U-V.
Just one boy with love.
One boy with love.
All right, last and another Coachella pick. We have
another Coachella pick.
Tatiana's Tame Impala,
yes.
Borderline.
Yes. So Tame Impala is back. They've put out two singles since 2015, since Currents. The first one was called Patience, and now they put out the song Borderline. And it really builds on the like psychedelic rock kind of funk sound that Kevin Parker has been putting out forever as Tame Impala, but it sort of feels to me almost like richer and more lush than his previous songs. But I just think he's so good at channeling sort of uneasiness into music. A lot of his songs have these themes of like uncertainty and like paranoia, and this is another one that's like that. So he's singing about like this sort of uncertainty and sort of risk, and then the song is dipping in a way that sort of mirrors that, and it's really great. But yeah, so I really like this song, and I also am interested to see what he puts out next, because I'm assuming that this is part of an album, and he's worked with so many interesting people in between his last project, like Travis Scott and Kanye West and mm-hmm. Mark Ronson and SZA, and I almost expected these two singles to to be able to feel more of that influence. So I wonder if it'll come out more in the rest of the singles he puts out, or if it won't. So it really like drummed up interest for me in like what's going to come next.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this definitely falls into the Chill Vibes podcast
thing
we've been doing.
We just love the chill vibes.
Just love the chill vibes. The thing that actually, like, I don't know, stood out to me is that, like, yeah, when they came out, like, God, well, I don't know, 8 years ago, less something. Again, why don't I look these things up before we start recording? But, you know, they were doing, like, a psychedelic rock thing, which was very, at the time, you know, it seemed super, like, throwback and retro and definitely not what, like, the zeitgeist was. But, like, they've, I think because, like, you know, you're saying they've worked with all these people. You know, Rihanna incorporated one of their songs into her album Anti.
Which like, is the best thing that if you're an artist, you can have happen to you. In my opinion.
Rihanna incorporated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, basically. Yeah. But yeah, so like they've sort of in a weird way, like steered, like in a very unexpected way, like steered psychedelic rock, at least in the sort of ambient sense, like back into the almost mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, so like when this comes out, like it's throwback-ish, but it doesn't seem, it sort of seems modern, really. And I think part of that is like what you're saying, there is a lush production sheen. Like this is what they were doing 8 years ago, but it's maybe just a little more polished, a little more like radio friendly.
Yes.
Has a great groove. I mean, yeah. And they're, I was not at Coachella, but I've seen them at festivals many times. Like, they like draw a huge crowd whenever they play. Like they just like really get that like groove going and like ride it.
Yeah. And it was also one of those sets that you almost forget like how many hits they really had. Like every song, the first couple of bars, the crowd is going crazy and you're like, oh my God. Like it's funny. Like you almost forget until you're there, like how many really big songs they had. And they did.
Yeah.
Because I think it's easy to forget, especially with a headliner who's a psych rock band.
Like, yeah.
You don't expect them to
who doesn't
have
really have
hits.
A face behind it that's like out in the, like
yeah, in they the just they operate differently than a pop or a hip hop act normally does that has the same type of draw for a headliner. But the thing I love about this song that you got at like right away, like Kevin Parker has often had this like darker tension in his lyrics.
Totally.
But I think this is the first song where the production matches that so perfectly.
Yes.
Like this just feels darker to me than anything else. And I love towards the end, he has like this rattling off of questions.
Yeah.
And this is me being a stan, as the kids say, but Billie Eilish did that on Bury a Friend. Like that same thing where you just like
so weird he's ripping her off,
right?
Honestly.
I mean, her influence is spread very fast.
Her mind,
but just like that trail of questions one after one,
yeah.
I think it's a really interesting tactic to do in a song because you kind of pull the listener in because it becomes conversational. So yeah, I don't know. I love the song. I'm glad that you highlighted it.
Me too.
Thanks.
And
you're welcome.
Did you also see them at Coachella?
I saw a little bit of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved what I saw. I wish I was there for more.
All right, cool. Well, let's listen to it. It's Borderline from Tame Impala. All right, that was New Tame Impala, and that's all we got. That was, I think, it was a pretty good one. I think I liked everything, right? Is there something I didn't like?
Yeah,
yeah.
This was a very well balanced.
Yeah, we had a decent amount of variety on this one.
Yeah,
even though everything did fall into that chill vibes.
Beyonce isn't that chill.
Yeah, I guess the Beyonce and the BTS were not
is
chill.
BTS,
there is no chill in that.
Not
in
a great way.
Anyways, welcome back from Coachella. Thanks. I hope you guys get a million hours of sleep this weekend.
At least that.
Yeah. Get that sleep deficit fulfilled or whatever they say.
Not that.
Sleep deficit is like a thing people talk about. It's like a big, people are like.
Oh, yeah. Like sleep debt.
People are, yeah, sleep debt.
Sleep
They're like,
debt. I say that word all the time.
Some people are like, oh, you can make it up. And other people are like, you can never make it up. And it's like, it's a bunch of like pseudoscience
like
arguing.
Forever.
Yeah, at this point in my life, I don't think I'll make it up. This is how it is.
Yeah.
Wow. I accept my fate.
Yeah, accept your fate.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Constantly tired.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that should be great for future podcasts then, if you're just completely exhausted.
I think it's going to benefit me in the long run.
Yeah. I can I'll only just imagine.
Blurt out whatever I want.
Can always edit it out. all right. Well, that's all we got. Thanks for listening. We will catch you next time. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.